What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Mark!
Hey!
What do we owe the pleasure?
Well, I got a little text this morning that implied this may be a juicy one.
And, I knew it. Honestly, what's so funny is a little teeny piece of me was like, I bet you Mark is going to be on today.
Well, I am,
because
sorry
there's
that
some meat on the
often.
Bones today. And
there
I was like, media, I have this little inkling inside of me that he's going to be on today because he loves the juice.
Well, I wish I could be on more. You guys do these at weird times and it doesn't work, but I love being on. And I'm happy to be here.
What time would work for you, Mark?
Well, I like a little later because I have my other duties in the morning, you know.
With Seacrest and...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But see. Not that you're not my top priority because in my mind and my heart...
Not when it's juicy.
When it's juicy, I'm here.
Well, how are you, though?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah? Life is good?
Yeah. Life is good. You're good?
I'm so good, Mark.
Are you? That's great.
Yeah.
You're in a good place.
I'm in the best place I think I've ever been in.
Ever?
Ever.
That's fantastic.
Can a friend attest
to it? That's big, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so for sure.
So all of the things that you're doing to become the best you possible, mm-hmm. you're seeing the effects of that.
Yeah. And it's not attached to a he.
Yes, and that's a big deal.
Huge
I
for
see
me.
I see your Instagram and it looks like things are going fantastic.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good, I swear.
Rich, no.
I'm going to keep it to you, Mark, that I'm good. I promise.
No, it's good. I was talking about that last week. It's just like I like this version. I like this season. This is going to continue.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
For how much longer? Just indefinitely? And if another guy comes around, he comes around.
No, I mean, this is I think, again, you go through things, you pass mountains, and you look at the mountain and go, wow, I'm so grateful that all these things happen because mm-hmm. now I see the new version, the healed version, and that's, you just take, you know, of course, like you might slide back into things because of past, mm-hmm. but then mm-hmm. you remember the work and everything. And I think that's just what you focus
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you'll be better equipped to deal with it when you do. And you'll see it coming when you start to slip into those things. That's great. You got to fall in love with yourself.
Now's the time when the guys slip in.
When I'm like...
When you're like, good.
Yeah. Well, and now, Mark, you'd be so proud of me, like my strong boundaries that I have. Like, I've kicked guys out. I've said, like, I need you to leave. Like, I want to
really?
Be. Yeah. I kicked a dude out and said I wanted to be alone. I was like, oh. Guys.
That's awesome.
I was like, this is amazing. But I did it really nice. They didn't like it, even though it was, I was nice. But that's not, I'm like, yeah, I want to be alone.
Yeah, and they have to deal with that. And honestly, that just makes them desire you more, doesn't it? I mean, that just, it's yeah. like showing up at a sold out movie. You're like, I got to see that movie.
He's like, I'm seeing that now.
Yeah. Well, it's, I was talking to Julie actually the other day because I had gone on this date and I just realized it wasn't going to work out, right? It was just, some things just didn't, weren't aligning. And there's no point, especially at the age that I'm into, to continue on when it's like, I already know it's not going to work. So I, instead of what old Jana would do is like either A, if I ghosted, no, I would just text and then just this text would probably slowly just disappear until they got the hint. Mm. But I'm like, I'm going to not text and I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call. Right. So I call this person and I'm like, hey, I want to be honest with where I'm at. Cause we were supposed to hang out again, like have another date. And I was like, I just realized that, you know, there's just some things and I don't see this romantically moving on and just like so open, so honest. And then, you know, he was like, oh yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I get that. Uh-huh. Totally. But then like the next day calls and goes, well, do you think maybe we could try again? And I'm like, dude, don't make me do it again. You know, like, I was like, you know how hard it was for me to do it the first time. So then when he called back and said that, I was like, he's like, well, just think about it. And I'm like, okay. Cause I'm like, because I didn't want to like disappoint again, yeah. right? It was but so hard for me to do it in the first place.
At that point, I think you might be justified in kind of ghosting at that point.
You think
right?
so? Okay, bit. That's what I was going to so. Ask. Because I'm like, mm-hmm. now I'm like, I already freaking told you I wasn't really interested. And like, yes. now you've called and I'm like, how do I spell it out again?
Yeah, I think he's right. I think you can ghost.
Okay. Or just, yeah. okay, yeah.
I mean, you've already said your piece. And yeah. him, like, keep pushing is not going to do any good. So, but I'm proud of you.
Such a guy, though, to be like, you know, ah, she didn't mean it. You know what? She's had a couple of days without me. She probably misses me.
Right. But before, Krista, come here. But before she comes in, I want to tell you guys about Dime. I love Dime so much. It's vegan. It's clean. It's cruelty-free. It's affordable luxury. It's great for all skin types. So I use the hyaluronic acid serum. It's amazing. The TBT cream, Catherine, you like that one?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that one's really good. I know it's not summer anymore. Well, I mean, it's technically summer, right? Or no? But their sunscreen's amazing. But all of their products are so good. And their matte lips too are awesome. And if you have short eyelashes, try their eyelash serum because it'll make your eyelashes grow so long. All right, Krista, sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say you do it the same way. Well, what I would do is you do it the same way you did the first time, reiterate. And then if they come back again, then that's when you ghost them. I don't do anything more than twice anymore. I'm done with asking for like major things more than twice. I'm done with that. Because if you don't hear me by the second time, like, you're clearly not going to hear me. So
that's
I'm going to walk away and move on. That's been a rule that I've kind of lived by really probably in the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's almost, I have to tell you just one more thing that just really goes along the same line. It's like, I don't think guys are used to, it's not that they're used to girls breaking up with them, or maybe, I don't know, this one dude, but or two of them now, but the one where that I asked to leave, Mark, I said, I was like, he's like, I just kind of sensing that you're in a mood. I was like, well, no, I realize I just want to be alone. And so I'm going to ask you, he's like, do you want me to like leave? He didn't say mood, but you know, he gets like, I'm sensing your energy or whatever. And I'm like, and I had said, yeah, I want to be alone. And so he's like, so you want me to leave? And I was like, I do. And I'm so sorry. I just like really want to be alone.
Why are you sorry? You shouldn't be sorry.
Right, right. But it's new for me, right? So like I genuinely like felt bad. I mean, the guy flew from Australia.
Wow.
There's that tidbit. I think a sorry was kind of okay.
Okay, yeah, you can be sorry for that.
But again, it was an, you know, I'm like,
I'm so still have the energy. Right to want. You're right. Let me drop you off at the Qantas terminal.
So like, I felt bad, but at the same time, like, yeah, like I want to be alone, and I'm realizing this isn't, you know, this isn't a thing. And, but then the worst part of it was, and just like the last conversation I had 20 minutes later, I still don't hear the door shut, you know? So then he comes back in my room and was like, so do you really want me to leave? Do you want me to get an Uber? And I was just like, again, like, do you know how hard this is? Yeah, I was like, do you know how hard this is for me to be honest? Like,
why do y'all make me do this? Please don't make me do this again. Can we just do this once? All of it, just once.
And then I was like, yes, please. Thank you.
So PSA, from now on, if Janice says something one time.
You get one time.
Yeah. You get one time.
That's it. Not two. You get one.
It's like, and again, because it's hard for me to even do that. You know, like, Catherine, you know me. Yeah, I would just like, I would lie, or I would say like, I don't know. So like, Krista was on a date the other day.
Oh God, which one?
And she texted me and she goes, oh gosh, I just don't think this is going to work. And I'm like, do you want me to call you crying? Like, I can be like, do I need to be like,
yep.
Do you need a rescue? But then there's something about, that's the thing,
I didn't,
Mark,
by the way.
You didn't. No, you're like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good conversation, but immediately when I saw this guy, I was like, I'm not attracted to you. And he was, he looked older in person. He was super skinny. I should probably not say all of this.
Hey, I mean, you know, you have to
but
be.
But really and truly, like he was skinnier than he looked in his photos. His age showed a little more. And I was just kind of like, meh. And he even described himself as an acquired taste. And I was like, I don't know if I could acquire that taste. So, yeah, but it was good conversation and I didn't need a rescue, but I was happy to have that backup. I look at my phone and there's missed calls from Jana. Okay, I'm okay.
Well, some women set that up. They say, look, you call me 8:15 tonight. I'm seeing this guy at 7:30. 8:15, you call me. And then you have the option. You can say, oh, it's just my friend Jana. Everything's fine. Or you can say, what? Oh, my God, an emergency? I got to go. That way, it's up to you.
Here's the question that I would love to ask you, Mark. Would you want to know, like, if, I mean, again, like, you, I know you've been married for a million years now, but if you were
20,
to put yourself...
in fact, just hit 20 a couple of weeks ago. Thank you.
Aww. Oh, congrats. Thank you. That's amazing. But if you were to come back into the dating world, would you want someone to tell you right up front, do you need a softer, like, what do you think a guy wants? Do you think they need a softer, like, a softer exit? Do you think, because I personally don't like ghosting. It doesn't feel good on the receiving end.
Yeah, I think as hard as it would be, because men and their egos, you know, everyone wants to protect the male ego and you have to kind of stroke it and you have to be careful with it. But I think the splash of cold water is the best way to do it. I think that way there's no hope for me, because if you soften it, I'm going to be like, well, she did say this that one time, like a key in on one sentence you said, and think there's hope. So if you really just cut it off, then I know, and it's going to suck for 24 hours, but then it's easier to move on.
So can we talk about when it is appropriate to ghost? Because I know I have recently ghosted a guy, partially because he kind of ghosted me, but Jana?
Are you inquiring about who the person I should ghost?
No, I'm just asking for a friend.
Following that one. Yep.
Because,
well, yes and no, but I was more asking about one of my people.
I 1000% think you should ghost that dude.
I have.
And you think I should ghost my dude.
Yes.
But again,
they're rude in different ways.
I think y'all should all ghost everybody, because this just sounds exhausting.
I know, right? I saw this. I have to pull this up because I thought it was so funny. And I'll get back to the ghosting. But I saw this thing and said, dating in this generation is fucking shit. No, I don't want to hang out with you for months. No, I don't want to flirt on Snapchat while you say sexual things to me before you've even met me. I want to be picked up, taken on a date, and I want the fucking doors open for me. Damn.
Okay, I'm glad you read that, because that was one of the things that was like a hard line that I drew with this guy, is he's asking me for pictures, like you know, all the way pictures. And I was,
no?
And I had to tell him, well, I had to tell him twice, and I wasn't going to tell him again. And I said, frankly, I said, if you're going to see me naked, it's going to be in person. Yeah. And
I feel like that should just be said once.
You know, I agree. Time out. Do you know what he responds back with?
I don't even want
to. So just she like speaks her truth? Cry face.
Cry, laugh face.
Like cry, laugh face.
I'm like getting hot inside right now thinking about it. But
God, I'm never dating.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously? Like, okay, that's just wrong.
What you said is wonderful. If I'm the guy and you say it's going to be in person, I'm like, oh, great. Like, she's open right? to that possibility. That could right? happen. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Well, clearly this guy just wanted to jack with me because moving forward.
Or I'm going to use you. You used the right word. I mean.
Or something of that nature.
Toss in, nubs out of the pug. You're out of there.
That's a home run. Because moving
but
forward.
But you're right. It's instant gratification. Everything right. today has to be right now, right now, right now, right now.
Right. So it ultimately led me, and this is where I had the weak moment, and I texted him again.
And I was like, do not text him.
But I did.
She did.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Daddy Mark is going to help us.
I highly doubt he's going to be listening to any
men
of this.
Men today and the younger generation is so frustrating. Just ask a woman out. They're so scared to do that.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And I get it. I fear rejection too. Rejection sucks. I get it. But at some point, somebody's got to ask somebody out. You can't just hang out the rest of your life.
Do you want the girl to ask? Or they want the girl to ask?
Totally,
what do they want?
I don't think so. I don't. That's a good question. Probably not. I think they just want to keep it gray, keep it as undefined as possible.
Well, and so here's that part that's frustrating. Is so I had someone. I was like, if he wants to talk to me, he can reach out to me. I never reached out once to him. I was just because I'm like, you know what? I'm sure he has lots of women throwing himself at him or throwing themselves at him. And so then he said to me, "Why don't you ever reach out to me?" And I'm like, well, I figured, you know, if you want to talk to me, you're going to text me. And he's like, well, I want to hear from you. He's like, I want you to reach out. But then when I reach out, it's not then reciprocated. So then I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what's so annoying with guys. Like it's like, I don't understand. Do you know what I mean?
I see. To me, it's simple, but apparently it's not to other guys because, I would want to hear from you. And if I did, I'd be excited to respond.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, no more games. The next 2 minutes.
Games are the worst.
It's just, if you think of me, like someone said the other day, like, well, yes. I didn't want to. It's like, no. Text me saying you're thinking of me. I'm not going to.
Don't overthink it.
I think people overthink it all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how it was with my wife. And that's what was so appealing was that there was none of that. If we were thinking of each other, we would just call each other because there was no texting at the time. But you would just call each other. And it was that simple. And that's what I loved about it.
I was reading this book last night, Why Men Love Bitches. And it was saying. and it was attraction principle number 4. Sometimes a man deliberately won't call just to see how you'll respond. It's like. Basically, it says, like, try not to say things such as, why haven't you called me? Or why haven't I heard from you in a week? But, like, to me, I'm like, hey, I think it's, you know, if we're talking, like, yeah, I would like to hear from you more.
That just feels like a test. I don't like that.
I don't like the test either.
And I feel like that's what happened to you with a certain person.
Yeah. And then, it's just this very interesting. Oh, I mean, it's like in her mind, in his mind. The book is fascinating.
I can't wait to read it.
It's really a fascinating book.
So is it a book on, like, telling you how to not be a bitch?
It's basically saying, like, it's not, so it's like it's not about being a bitch. It's like the bitch is confident.
Okay.
The bitch is like,
always available.
I'm enough. And, like, I don't need you in my life.
Right.
Like, it's not like, but you're still kind.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, sorry, I'm so busy living my fabulous life.
Right.
I'm not glued to my phone, I swear. I'm not watching it every second of every day, I promise.
Oh, sorry. I didn't watch the game. You won. Great. Good job. Had no idea. But yet I watched the entire game. Right.
No games.
No games at all.
So Krista, you can't find the text?
No, I actually deleted it because I deleted his number. Okay, so I'll back up a little bit. I made myself available for the, like, clearly made myself available for this guy. I think at least twice.
Yeah.
You know, I said, these are the days that I'm free. I said, when I have my free time, because I do have a daughter, you know, I split custody. So when I have my free time, I want to make the most of it. And I made that clear. And I said, well, I've made, and Jana helped me with this. I said, well, I've made myself available and now I'll just leave it in your court. That's when he laughed, cried.
That's when he laughed, cried. It's like, I was like, block him immediately. Like he was like, hey, because you put it out there, like, well, I've texted you a few times now. Whenever, you know, when you want to make your, I'm available.
Yeah,
but
moving on.
Yeah,
he's a toxic. He is a toxic person, and I think
time to
it
ghost.
Took me.
Oh, that's when it's time to ghost. That's there you go. Circling back to your question, absolutely. That is when it's time to ghost.
That's when it's time for sure.
Because then you're repeating.
Right. But I did repeat it. And the thing is I was somewhat conscious that I'm repeating this cycle and trying to think through, why am I wanting to go back? Why am I wanting this guy to think differently or give me some different response when he's clearly being a jerk? And I mean, a lot of it comes from, I've had past toxic relationships and I'm still sorting through that. And, it was a big step in healing because I'm like, okay, this is attractive to me and you can find fun in it maybe, but that's only if you're willing to self-sacrifice and like lose your dignity in the process. And I got down to it and I was like, it's not worth one fun night. You know, I don't, need to be treated this way to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can find an F boy if you really
that's
want.
That's going to respect me.
Yeah.
One that's not going to hurt me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with the dating app culture too, because like if you're not immediately sending pictures of your genitalia, he's just going to keep swiping until somebody does.
Ugh. That's gross.
And that sucks.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, yeah, that's why. Okay. There's this one guy.
You're terrifying.
No, remember he called me in the shower. I was like, what?
Oh, God.
You know, and I was like,
that was disappointing.
That was so disappointing. And I'm like,
he was in the shower?
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you wanting me to do right now? Cause I ain't doing it.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like you need to wine and dine. I'm not that girl. You can, you can go to Mark said, you go to Tinder or go like, but I'm just like, these guys think that they can just call and be like, here's my dick. I'm in the shower. Like,
right.
What, do you want me to like talk dirty to you right now? While I got my two kids right here. Bye. Talk to you.
I mean,
like,
he kind of does. Yes, he does.
He's just like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm with my children. And what are you doing? Looks like you're taking a shower, buddy.
Like, gosh.
Rub-a-dub-dub with the suds.
And it was like in the middle of the day.
It was in the middle of the day.
Nope.
And also, he thinks you'll find it hot.
Yeah.
I don't find that hot. I'm like, you know what I find it hot is you calling me and you communicating with me and you taking me on a date and saying, hey, when can I see you next? That to me is
hot. Because guys get it backwards, because a woman in the shower to a guy is like the hottest thing in the world. And so they think it goes both ways.
No.
And it does not go both ways.
It does not go both ways. It so does not go both ways.
A good point. That's funny.
I think there's a lot of things like that that don't go both ways.
For sure.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's fun. This is fun.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, I mean, we brought you on. You were sitting over there. This is my friend Krista. You
Hello.
Guys, welcome to Wind Down.
Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Let's just hold some space.
I'll take a deep breath.
So... Some of y'all know how I met Krista. Some of you don't. I have to really carefully step through this track of mud.
You can do it.
Can I?
I think so. You've said it before.
Yeah, that's true. So we met through someone I was dating and someone that she was married to.
The same person?
Not at the same time.
No, not at the same time.
Understood.
Same person. So she was married to someone for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and then later on, I met him and he was a boyfriend for a minute.
Yeah.
And I actually reached out to her because I was started to hear some things. And as a mother who was around also her daughter at the time, I really wanted to, because I started to think about it. I'm like, all right, I have, I don't know. I mean, Mike, to my knowledge, is not dating anyone yet. But when he does date someone, I would love to sit down with that person if they're in a serious relationship, just to, like, they're around my children. They're going to be loving on my children. And I personally would want that, right? I would want to have that connection with, and I'm not asking to be friends, but like, just like, hey, you know, my kids are my life and, you know, let's set some boundaries up, right? Of what this is going to kind of look like. And maybe that's overstepping. I don't know, Kat, what do you think on that? Like,
oh, I definitely think that you should have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also think that there's an appropriate time for that conversation.
Yes. And so Catherine was sitting with me actually when I asked for permission to talk to the ex-wife, who is now Krista. And because there was just a few things that were flagged and I was like, man, I would love to hear her story. And also as a mom who's around her child as well, I want her to know that like, I'm a good mom and I just like, let's just have like some, you know, face to face. So I ended up DMing her and was like, hey, I know, you know, and I would love to sit down with you. And at the time, I'll let you speak on your feelings with that.
excuse me. Yeah, at the time, I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. I was like,
you hated me.
Well, no, I did not ever hate you. I did not ever hate you or have anything against you because, like, I didn't know you, you know? But at the time, I was like, so it all kind of became very public pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to be involved in that. Like, I know that this is, it feels like it's moving quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Between her and the ex. excuse me. And I honestly was not in the space. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not ready to sit down with the first person that my ex dates after our divorce.
Back up just a hair. When you got the notification on your phone that says you have a DM from Janet Kramer, what was your initial response?
And this is why Mark is here.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember.
No judgment, because now we're like soul sisters. So we can, you know.
Lay it all out.
It's
fine.
I'm honestly trying to remember. Because there were already swirlings of talk in the community. Because, I mean, we mm-hmm. live in a pretty tight-knit place. Mm-hmm. And there was already kind of swirling and people were asking, oh my gosh, did you see XYZ? And I was like, oh God, like, I don't want to be involved in this.
I'm sorry. That must have really sucked.
It's okay. Cause here I am now.
Yeah.
Putting myself in the middle, literally. no, but I was in a new relationship as well. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I just felt like I didn't have the space, but my initial reaction was, oh, great. Now she's messaging me. Mm. What am I going to like? Great. Now I need to read this and sit with it and figure out how to respond. And if you remember, Jana, my responses were very short. Because mm-hmm. I was like...
I know, I was with Catherine. I was
very short, very clear, not doing this.
And she was
very respectful about it.
And I basically had asked you, and you're like, just... Your advice to me was just don't ignore what people
yes.
say.
Yes, I said, if you've heard warnings... Go ahead and heed those warnings. And that's all I'm going to say.
And so then, she was very respectful. And then we were mm-hmm. going to actually meet.
Yeah.
But then I got COVID over Christmas.
Was that around the same time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, you know what?
I thought about it.
Yeah. You thought about it and you're like, yeah, let's get a drink. But then when we were going to get a drink, I had to cancel because I got COVID. And then when
I took that as a sign. I was like, all right, nope, not doing it. Because, I mean, it was literally like hours before we were supposed to meet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nope, that's a sign. I'm staying out.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students. And help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get.
Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Were you dreading it even before she got the call about the COVID?
No, I wasn't dreading it.
Maybe uneasy.
Yeah, I was just kind of anxious and like, I don't really know what I'm stepping into. I did have a feeling that Jana's a good person. Like I didn't, like I said, I didn't have anything against her and I felt for her, honestly. And I wanted to step in, like my heart wanted to step in and like save her, you know, prevent a lot of hurt. But I also knew that I knew the phase of love bombing that probably was going on. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to convince her of anything. I just didn't feel like it was my place at the time. I just felt like why, it's not my responsibility to go save every person that he dates.
What I think the thing that we had when we ended up, and we'll get to there, but with the piece that I got from you, which you were like, I didn't think you'd believe me.
Yeah.
And that hit my like,
I said, I don't think that it would have been received well.
Yeah, because it's true. I probably would have gone back and have been said, and then this person would have said, oh, X, Y, and Z. And so I wouldn't have believed her. And like to not feel believed as a woman in what they went through is hurtful. It's hard.
That's very true. That's a really good way to say that. The other way is that, yeah, I didn't want to be, I didn't want to speak my truth and then be just passed over again or not listened to. Like that's seriously one of my biggest pet peeves is to not be listened to and not be heard.
But wasn't the fact that Jana was reaching out to you and asking these questions a sign that she was kind of looking for this information and that she was going to believe you? Because if she just had hard eyes and was happy as can be, she wouldn't have been sending you that DM probably.
Well, sure. But again, I'll go back to it's not my responsibility to fix every ex that...
Sure.
Or every person that he dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just where I had to draw my own personal boundary. So...
Yeah.
Go ahead. And you were definitely not ready to hear it.
Well, and that's the thing.
You
and
were not
as
ready.
Someone
yeah,
because
you've admitted now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I told her, and if I would have heard that, I would have believed the other side.
Yeah.
But then why were you reaching out? It seems like you were seeing problematic behavior, or I'm at like least behavior that was
true. Who knows me better than yeah. Mark, that's such a good question.
Thank you.
It really is. And that is, I think that's a hard question for anyone to answer. It's like
I believe in the goodness. And I believe in people's redemption stories and I believe in what people say and I believe in growth in people because I've experienced that along.
Right,
I've done
right.
that too. And so her version, for example, whoever gets my ex is going to, I pray, have a different version.
Right.
So her experience might not be my experience. And I can hear some of the things, like just like when my ex starts dating someone, if I was to sit down with them, we might, and I pray we have polar opposite experiences. And so.
And just like you are in the best place now, people who have dated you in the past dated a different Jana
yeah,
than Jana
they'd be like,
of summer
run,
22.
You know, yeah. But now it's different. So I think it's not that I wouldn't have believed her. I would have been like, I'm so sorry you experienced that. That's not my reality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what the difference would have been. So it's like,
But I still think deep down you knew that it was partly your reality.
For sure.
Otherwise, but I didn't want to believe it.
Yeah, I was so clinging onto, it was a week before Christmas. Right. And like my friend, I was like, I was just clinging on to any hope of like having like this fantasy family in my brain that wasn't right for either one of us, you know? And it was just like this like white knuckling, like.
Mm-hmm. And I still think people have to be ready. I think you have to be ready to hear it, to receive it and do something about it. And if you're not in that place, you know, I'm sorry for your experience, but.
Well, and I think too, like if that were to ever happen again, there wouldn't be reaching out to the ex-wife or the ex-girlfriend. It would just be like, I'm sorry, this relationship isn't going to work for me.
Right. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happened with them.
Doesn't matter.
It's happening with you.
Yeah. So it's like, that's where now this version would be like, oh no, like I wouldn't have to reach out to anybody because I know in my firm foundation of what I deserve, what I want in my life and what doesn't align with me.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's where like, I was on the other side of that, talking about the realities, the different realities. I was on the other side where I had been I had been through a lot with this guy and I knew my truth of experiencing life with him. And I have come to my own conclusion that he's never going to change, never going to change. And so part of it was like, okay, it sucks that you're in this place and you believe that something's going to change. Like going back to, you believe it, like you hope in people, you pray that they can change. They can. And I do, like, I believe that same thing is that I believe that there is that tiny little mustard seed in each and every one of us. And it, yes, it needs love and nurturing and, you know, people are in a dark place and they act out or whatever, but at the end of the day, if it starts to be a detriment to me, I'm not going to take responsibility over that. I did it for too long, if that makes sense.
So how did we get here? How did we get from early, nervous, trepidatious email to being soul sisters?
Okay. That's a good question.
And it's gotten some hate. And I think that's another reason why we kind of wanted to have this discussion too, because I don't think people understand it. And that's, again, it's not for people to understand. At the time, my intentions when I reached back out to her, because we never met face to face, was my children. Mm-hmm. My children were around her daughter and they were in love with her daughter. And that piece was what broke me the most, was that I prematurely introduced my children to someone. Mm-hmm. And I then involved another child around my children that they fell in love with. The other person, they never mentioned the name once, but the child's name over and over and over, when do we get to see? And it literally broke my heart because I'm like, well, there we go. I messed this up. I screwed this up, you know, and now my kids are paying the price and it broke my heart. And so I reached out to her and I said, I don't know if you know, but we're not together anymore. I said, Jason, her daughter, had a insane connection, like insane, where every day, like, mommy, where's, you know, your daughter, where? And so I was just like, all right, I have to reach out to her. So I was like, it's not fair for the kids what they went through losing her. Again, they don't mention the other name. They just are mentioning her. So is there a way that maybe we could let them FaceTime every once in a while and then just wean it out? That way it's not just this dramatic, someone who was with us 24/7 is now no longer, they're never going to see again. And I didn't want to have that conversation with him because I didn't think that would be received well. And we needed to, you know, both move on and because it wasn't right for either one of us, right? So, so I reached out to her and said that, and I was like, you know, I totally understand if you don't, you know, if you don't want to, I get it. Again, I'm not trying to like rub dirt in an open wound. Like I just like, and selfishly, like not selfishly, like, you were so graciously opening, like opened your heart to like knowing my mama heart was ruined. For my kids. And like, cause you could have been like, no, like that was your, That was your mistake made, and you need to figure that out. And well, instead...
Yeah, I mean, it immediately, as soon as I read her text and I read the words, "We're not together anymore," my first, very first thought was, great, now I get to explain to my daughter why she can't go over to Jason Jolie's right. anymore. You know, because right. I know that he's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then she's just going to be left wondering. And I'm like, clearly the only way that I can remedy this is to, yeah, talk to Jana. And I can be mature about it. And I can, you know, we can like dip our toe in and see if there's, I mean, quite honestly, see if there is some kind of connection. See if like each other, you know, we resonate or whatever. And when...
And what happened was, is so she goes, what if we just, you and I get together first?
Yeah.
And I go, and she goes, and then we can discuss how we handle the kid situation. And I said, I think that's a really great idea. And again, like, I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, I so appreciate that. And she came over and... I mean, two bottles later, we had a lot in common.
Pretty sure Catherine was there that night, too.
Yeah. And, you know, it was like this, we shared, you know, she shared her experiences with her past. I shared my experiences in my past. And it wasn't even about, like, we weren't bashing. Mm-hmm. First of all, like, no. We weren't bashing her ex. We weren't bashing my exes. You know, it was just like a... this thread, this commonality of like two people that, you know, it's like we connected on so many layers. And I'm just like, wow, like this is actually a friendship. This is like, I relate to everything you're saying. She's relating to things that I'm saying. And we realized from there, like how similar we were.
Yeah. Yeah. I echo that.
And it's so interesting too. And I was telling her this last night. Oh, and then we've obviously gotten the kids together and, you know, they've done some sleepovers and I mean, they're just like grand. Like they love it. It's so much fun. And
that's such a happy ending for them. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they get her daughter and I got a friend out, you know, like yeah. I got this soul sister friendship where it's like, we relate. And again, like, people are like, oh, like it's so immature. And it's like, explain to me how protecting and how loving my children and how connecting with someone that I connect with is immature. Is I'm not rubbing. We're not rubbing. We're not talking bad. Like there's truly like, I even told her, I was like, I don't even want to bring up his name in this house.
Mm. Yeah.
We can talk about our past experiences, but like, let's not like, this isn't a bashing of a man session. This is just like, how do we lift each other up from things that we've been through? How can we pray together? How can we grow together? How can we, like, it's not about bashing the men that we've been with.
No, we're very much both on a healing journey. And Jana, it could be anybody that had a similar situation. Like I talked to several of my girlfriends. I was actually just on a walk today with a girlfriend and she was telling me about this 4-month bout with this really terrible guy that she dated that was like such a whirlwind. He ended up suing her and all of this stuff. And there were common threads there, you know? So it's, I think that's a big bond. And while it's an unfortunate circumstance to bond over, I think we look at wanting to just evolve from it and grow and lift each other up and other people.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
What I got from that last relationship was such a gift. In like a step in the right direction for my personal growth and healing. And like, but from that, like it wasn't, so I got that from that relationship, and I also got a friendship, and my children have their friendship still. And I was, we were talking about this last night, I go, or the other night, where it's so crazy that it's the women in my life that have given me more than the man and the men have ever. So like, when I think back to like my ex-husband, John, my best girlfriend is Julie. So his wife, right? So like Julie has given me more than John and I ever was. Mm. Krista has given me more than what that relationship was. And like my queendom, my girls like have given me more than I ever felt in my marriage. It's like, so the women in my life are the ones that have given me more than any man could ever give me. And it's like, I almost met some of them to have these beautiful friendships.
Well, everything happens for a reason. It kind of goes right back to that. Mm-hmm. And you see that? You see that article last week about women? It was called "The Rise of the Lonely Single Man."
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's about how women are raising their dating standards, and therefore, men are most of the people on dating apps, and dating opportunities are getting less for them because women are raising their standards, mm-hmm. and they absolutely should, because men have gotten away with too much for too long. Mm-hmm.
It's the whole "I don't need you, I want you" vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, with that too, is we're gonna, cause I'm like, all right, Krista, I was like, we met for a reason. I'm like, how can we also encourage other single moms or help other mamas out there, or help women that need help getting, you know, about to go through a divorce. And so, Catherine's dipping her toe in it too, but we started this Instagram, and we're gonna, it's called All In Moms. And we're just going to post inspirational things or stories that people can relate to. And it's like, we want like a community of women to come together that are just supporting other people, or for like, hey, I need help. Like, a lot of women can't get out of their marriage. They don't know how to get out. It's like, this is like, I want women to just encourage and to help other women, and like go to the comments and like flood the comments and like share your story and like we're going to share, you know, our stories and just like be a place for just like uplifting other women to, you know, to not feel alone, because it is a lonely feeling, especially when you have, you've been in a bad relationship or you don't know how to get out, or like being a single mom, like it's tough. Like I was just talking to Caitlin on the way here and she was just like, I lost it on my kids. Like go there, talk about it. Like, and just, we just, so yeah. Come to Instagram, All In Moms. Yay. And we're all going to be there commenting and loving on you guys.
And I just want to point to, I mean, you pointed to earlier how my response when you reached out to me after it ended, after that relationship ended, and you said that I was so gracious and mm-hmm. open-hearted. Well, I just want to point to the fact how you were, it took a lot of courage for you to even reach out to me. And so those are the things that we would want to shine a light on. For women who are going through even just a tough relationship, tough marriage, whatever, is even if you think that the world is going to, you know, talk bad about you and not understand, mainly not understand, like you should still do the things that scare you and reach out to the women who you think maybe they can help you. The worst that they can say is no. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, cause I've had a few women that have reached out and like, hey, I met your ex and, you know, this, and I'm like, I just ask for you to know your worth, and that's all I can give you. Mm-hmm. Like, because I have to draw a boundary too with myself. Like I can't continue. And that's like, and I had to talk to Catherine about this, and I was like, I had to check my relationship with Krista. And I'm like, am I in a relationship with her because I'm wanting to make her ex mad? Am I in a relationship with her to have a hold of him? Am I in a relationship with her? So I was like, I really had to like dissect it, talk to, you know, Catherine, talk to my therapist. Because I wanted to be clear of what my motivation was. So mm-hmm. I knew it was my children, but then also I'm like, was there any other piece there? And I think once I got clear on like, no, like I just really connect to this person. And I think there's, you know, there was a reason why we do connect, and why, like, it's like, that's when I'm like, okay, then I'm like, we just can't talk about that person. Because mm-hmm. that is like, that's the destructiveness. Like we don't need to loop
that's ruminating.
About someone. You know what I mean? Like you are not mm-hmm. my friend, and that's what's important.
Yes.
Not the past of X, Y, and Z. So.
So mature.
I love it. It only took us 36 and 38 years.
We're all growing.
And I think to really cement the bond here, I think the best thing to do would be for Catherine to date this guy. And then the time you can really.
Hell. Catherine, are you interested?
No. Thanks, Mark. I'm out altogether. I just don't want to date anybody. This is just, oh man. That's
no, we don't want to cement any other bonds like that in that way.
Right. No. I mean, wish the best. And I would give you I would say go for it, Kat. Like,
I'm good. Thanks, guys. I'm good.
And again, I also want to echo what Jan is saying. Like, we are not here to talk bad. I am not here to talk bad at all.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have experiences, and we have every right.
From a lot of different relationships, from a lot of different. You know, it's just life, man. And then being a single mom and just being like, hey, I'm struggling. And, you know, and knowing that you are stronger than ever. Sticking out right here, that my sweet little Kristen breast. Mark, I mean, do you have any questions since, you know? How are you digesting all of this?
I mean, it's all fascinating, and I love it. I actually really like it. I hope that we all, I mean, as much as it's tempting to bash men, and no one loves doing that more than I do, that there are some good guys out there, and I'm hopeful that the three of you can use this strength that you're gathering together to find some of them, because they're there somewhere. They really are.
I just think they're lazy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they really are.
But why is it that, I don't know if y'all have maybe experienced, but the ones that aren't lazy, we're not like all the way entirely attracted to.
Because it's
or
easy.
There's like one thing.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a whole nother.
Or like it, you know, it's like.
Oh, like that one I told really you nice. Should be with. And you're like, he's just nice. I'm like, but Krista, he's why sweet to you.
Like nice guys. They want them, but they don't really.
Oh, this is going to be interesting when you start dating. I'll be like, Catherine, why don't you like the nice guy?
I'm ready for it.
There's something about the chase. True? And I know, who was it that was on that?
Yeah, that one.
That was talking about
sperm and the egg.
The chase is on both sides, but yeah, I don't know.
No, that sperm needs to chase the egg.
But is that a turnoff? A guy that's really interested and he shows up for, he asks you on an actual date, shows up to pick you up and he's dressed nicely and he actually like, he took
time
to groom
himself. Can I tell you that doesn't happen anymore?
Right, but his point is...
Oh, I will say I did have a date though. A guy was dressed in like full on, I was like, I walked in, he was like in full on like suit and I was like, hello, 50 Shades of Grey, what do you want to do? Let's do this.
But his point is, if they're the nice guy and they do that, what we're saying is that just not attractive because it's they're the nice guy. They're not the hard to get guy.
No, I just think if the nice guy was the guy that like we want, then it would be great. If there's going to be the guy, they'll be out there.
But you want the guy because they're hard to get.
But if you're not entirely physically attracted to them, you know, like they're handsome in certain lights. You know, they treat you
well. I still think
but
you can be attracted to them and still they're easy and nice. And
you think they exist?
No, I'm saying I think there's the nice guys that are attractive and you are attracted to them, but you don't really want them because it's not really the chase and it's not that exciting.
But what about the guy Krista went out with who says, you know, he's an acquired taste or whatever? Ooh. Does that exist? Because I do feel like there are guys that are funny, charming, sweet, and that women aren't as superficial as men. No,
I agree with that. And I also think
like
that
crickets.
No, I do think that if you can give it a second, you can, you might not at first just physical looks be attracted. But once you get to know someone and their personality, you can become attracted to them. So sure. I do think that, but this guy doesn't sound like the, I mean, no. He sounds like a tool.
Well,
but
that guy, regardless, but women tend to say sense of humor is more important than looks. Is that accurate?
I need, yes. And I also yes. still need to be, I need to still be attracted, but I think I'm not going for the like model boy. You know what I mean? Like I just look at, just text me when you're thinking about me.
Look it.
That's and just, yeah. Like I think it's possible. I think they're out there and I think we need to keep our standards. Oh,
OMG.
Thank you. I just said, text me when
Stop
you're thinking
it.
About me.
Like, oh, this is so perfect timing. I love that her texts come up on the computer.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
No, it I was like, that's how I knew.
Oh, shoot. I almost
what, whoa, Jana, what happened to strong, single, in love with myself? Oh, I'm that good. Was, I don't need anybody.
That's fine, but I'm going to stick to
that. That was 30
still,
minutes
like,
ago.
Someone has entered the chat that I'm kind of excited about, but I don't know. We'll see.
So new.
But someone, well, so, I mean, so new. Good afternoon.
You were as giddy as a teenager when that text came in.
That's kind of cool. What does that mean? Was that typed out or is that like an auto message?
I don't know. I know what it means, but I can't say it on air.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Tell us after.
All right. Well, this was fun, right?
Yes.
This feels and good. I think we were both nervous because like,
yes.
It's, but I feel like it's.
Yeah. But I also feel like we said what's real.
Well, and this I'll is, just.
It's got to be weird for you, Kristen.
It
all
is.
Of a sudden being on a podcast like
it's 100,000,000% weird. And look, I think we've canceled this podcast date like twice at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Fair.
I had to just kind of, like, I'm the kind of person I have to really think about things a lot before I actually do them. And a big part of this that Jana is helping me with, honestly, is one of my goals after my divorce is to just find my voice again and to not be afraid to speak out. And but the rule with that is if I'm speaking my truth, then I don't need to feel ashamed about it and I can do it. Mm-hmm. And then if other people have questions, I'll answer your questions. If you are confused or if you want to spew hate at me, I'm probably not going to talk to you. But if you have questions, then just ask me. And, you know, according to my own boundaries, I'll answer them. But yeah, it's weird.
Had you heard this show before?
I knew about it.
You listened, didn't you?
Well, no, I only knew about it when, I think when you started, and I think at the time I was like, I cannot can listen to that. I was like, no, fuck no. Like that's going to be way too much of a trigger. I don't like, I couldn't.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You're just being you. But then as it like a few months in to their relationship, I was like, all right, I'll listen just to hear and and maybe start to form my own opinion about this person from afar, you know, without too much judgment.
You're like, oh my God, she's so fucking annoying. you were the trolls on the Reddit.
No, hell no. Hell no. But so I listened a few and I was like, okay, you know, she sounds like she makes sense. She sounds like a good person. I don't want to judge anybody. Like, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. We all make mistakes. Some of us are stupid. It's fine.
So, well, apparently Jana and I made the same mistake. Mm-hmm. So
that was my point. <I'm just kidding>.
So yeah, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And I think, again, at the end of the day, it's like, and what I've kind of learned too is, you know, my ex will be like, when you stop talking, it's like, these are just my experiences, my truths, my story. This is not like I hate you and, you know, this is what you did. It's like, no, this is just, these are my experiences. And through this, this is how I'm going to help help other people and, you know, and connect with other women. And like that's the goodness in all of it. That's the victory.
Yeah, the two of you are getting together and going, oh, and the way he chewed. No, my God.
Like, it was like one moment and then it was like, and we're done talking about that.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the person. It's about the experience. It's not about like the connection. That's it. So.
Yeah.
Good show, ladies. Krista, you are welcome anytime.
Just let me know.
We are going to eventually have a dating expert on the show. So we will definitely have you in on that one because that'll be interesting.
That would be
fun. I'm going to need a dating update from you.
Okay.
Girls, let's go on the town.
I need to line some up first. I don't have any lined up right now.
Oh, so. No, same.
DM me.
Oh, like another one. Ooh, it's a twofer text.
Okay. He's double texting already. I don't like it.
Oh, stop it. Okay. All right. No, you will like it.
It's just codes.
Okay.
It's just codes.
All right. We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.